สวัสดีทุกคนนะคะสวัสดีทุกคนวันนี้เราจะมาพูดเรื่องพังสู้กันต่อนะคะฮัลโหลeverybody with the today we talking about พังสู้ actually today episode will be English okay English episode ขอโทษด้วยนะคะวันนี้จะเป็นepisode ที่เป็นภาษาอังกฤษนะคะแต่เราต้องหา reference ก่อนเนาะโอเคไหมlet me find a friend first actually becauseI write everything in the Facebook, but now I have the Blogspot right now, and I arrange everything very nicely right now. So I have some reference right now. But actually, we start about the mythological animal of the Pangso, the Korean mythology first. Okay. Actually, we try.A white tiger first. Yeah, white tiger. White tiger is in Korean mythology, the white tiger known as Byakko is one of the four symbols representing the ways. The creature is depicted as the majestic and powerful tiger with a whole coat symbolizing purity, strength, and often associated with the autumn season in the metal element.Okay, metal element. Okay, then the Byakko is a guardian spirit entrusted the protecting the western realm. It is a complement by three other guardian: the black tortoise or Hyeku of the north, red phoenix or Bo Gwang of the south, and blue dragon or Chongryong of the east. Okay.These four creatures are not only guardian of the direction, but also the symbol of the virtue and element that are integral to balance within the universe according to the traditional Korean cosmology, okay? The white tiger's connection to the ways and the element of metal is thought to have the implication of formidable power and defense.It is often called upon for protection against evil spirits and misfortune. Furthermore, in Korean folklore and mythology, the presence of the Byakko can also mean the coming of powerful and righteous leader of or rise of the brave soul. Throughout Korean history, the white tiger has been a symbol of courage andprotector against danger. It is celebrated in various cultural expressions, including martial art, like where the powerful and graceful movement of the tiger are emulated in military insignia and in religion folklore. Okay, the significance of the white tiger extends to the modern time, where its imagery.Is commonly found in popular culture, including film, television series, or like literature, often evoking the value and attribute that have been associated with it throughout Korean history. Okay. Then the next one is I think is Red Phoenix is Bo Gwang. Okay.Red Phoenix is a guardian of the south. Okay, guardian of the south. I have to find it first. Okay, actually, the mythology in the Korean geomancy, you know, like Pongso or Pongso, are often called Feng Shui, and for guardian deity, which is include the white tiger, Byakko, blue dragon, Chongryong and Red Phoenix Bo Gwang and Black Tortoise Hyeku play a significant role. These four mythological creatures correspond to the four cardinal directions, east, west, south, north, respectively, and are imbued with various attributes and element force that are believed to influence the flow of Pongso, the life energy of Qi. Okay.The principle of Pongso dictates that the natural and architectural environment should be in the harmony to ensure good fortune and positive energy flow. Each of the four guardian is thought to exert influence over landscape, and as a result, the structure that humanity construct within it. Blue Dragon or Shengrong is he is in the east, okay? The Blue Dragon represents the spring, the wood element, and the virtue of the property in Pongso is associated with a gently sloping hill or a range of greenery. This naturally beneficial dragon terrain provide protection and bring in positive qi of the east, okay? The white tiger of Piako, we speak already. Piako is owning the west direction, okay? The white tiger symbolize the autumn, the metal element, and the virtue of the courage. It is typically envisioned at the right hand guardian when one face south, the standard orientation of the Pongso. Suggestion that the right side of the property should be protected or sit slightly elevated like tiger lying down. Okay. Left phoenix of Bo Kwang on the south. The left phoenix signifies summer, the fire element, and the virtue of the benevolent. Benevolent means like you mercy, okay? A mercy. Yeah. In terms of the landscape is corresponding to a clear open view so that the valley ahead of a property, allowing the phoenix auspicious energy to enter and mix with the energy of the other guardian. The black tortoise or Hieku owning the north, the black tortoise represent winter, the water element, and the virtue of wisdom. It is associated with the high ground or mountain ridge behind property, providing support, protection from malevolent wind, and the containment of the positive energy. Consider essential ensuring the optimal flow of energy. They involve aligning building entrance and interior space in a way that respect this guardian spirit. The design and orientation in relationship to this guardian cardinal protector can determine the health, prosperity, fortune of the inhabitant. Okay. The Pongso master may also recommend the various enhancement or cure to address the imbalance in the landscape or built environment with a view to replicate of evoking the stability and protection that this mystical creature symbolize. Thus, the four guardians hold the vital aspect within the Korean art of geomancy. Geomancy is like the element, okay? About the element, the control of the element, okay? Shaping not only the myth and tradition, but also the practice aspect of Korean architecture and landscaping. Reference is Winding River Village, Poetic of Korean Landscape by Professor Song Kyun Kim. Okay, the next one, I think maybe I try to find the profile of the red phoenix. Oh no, I cannot find where I write, because I write a lot, you know, right? I write an article a lot, so it's been lost somewhere, you know, like in along the way. Yeah, but actually I draw a picture of phoenix a lot lately, so I'm not sure where it is, okay? So I have to find a bit. Yeah, I have to find. Yeah, okay, I find already. The Korean mythology feature the Bo Kwang, the mythological creature similar to the phoenix. Is this river as a symbol of compassion, mercy, and is considered as bringer of good fortune and protection to those who possess its feature, embodying the union of opposing forces such as the sun and the moon. The Bo Kwang represent the peace and harmony. Historically, Korean phoenix held significantly for your loyalty, and today the symbol is found on the presidential seal and in the Korean blue house, embodying the spirit of immortality. In folklore, the Bo Kwang present imply more than just eternity. It speaks to nation celebrating Independence Day in the United States, and not to the creator symbolic meaning. Okay, the Bo Kwang also has a place in the modern cultural interpretation, including fantasy literature. For the for instance, in the Gip clan, silly a part of Rick Riordan present publication, the Bo Kwang depict as a benevolent creature residing in the god realm, giving a contemporary narrative to the traditional mythical creature. Okay, this aspect of the phoenix-like Bo Kwang demonstrate how ancient symbol can retain their importance and adapt to the new context within Korean mythology and broader cultural expression. Okay, so the next one is Hyeokgu. Hyeokgu are black tortoise. Okay, black tortoise or black turtle, a turtle, you know, right? Yeah, in East Asian mythology, like the black tortoise or Hyeokgu in Korean, is one of the four symbolic wizards, the four mythological creature that represent the various cosmic constellation and element. The black tortoise is known as Xuanpo in Chinese and Genbu in Japanese. Okay, in Korean mythology, the black tortoise is associated with the north, the winter season, and the element of water. Also known as the Black Warrior of the North, the black tortoise is often depicted at a turtle intervene with snake, symbolizing longevity, wisdom, and strength, and is believed to command the northern constellation of the stars. In many depictions, the black tortoise is seen with snake all the time, you know, like a coin around its body, which emphasize its connection with the earth and its protective quality. The celestial black tortoise is said to be the guardian of spirit, protecting against the evil spirit and bad luck, and also serve as a symbol of courage. And as its baby face the cold of winter, which is the most challenging season according to the Eastern philosophy. Okay. In addition, the black tortoise is sometimes thought to be the representative of the martial virtue because its firm and steady nature, paralleling the solid defense provided by a shield in combat. In Korean culture, the black tortoise is often used as a motif in various forms of the art, and its symbolic protection longevity make it popular choice for talisman and other cultural artifact. It's set a significantly low in feng shui and often used in alignment practice for balancing the energy of a place to attract positive qi, not qi, you know, like qi is poo, you know, in Thai language, sorry. She, you know, she or life force. Okay, in terms of mythology, there are not as many specific tales about the black tortoise in Korean lore as there are stories about the dragon and other more prominent mythical creature. It's not as popular as the dragon, you know, right? It's like a phoenix, right? A dragon and the Pieko, the white tiger one. Is more popular, but actually, nonetheless, the black tortoise is deeply embedded in the philosophical and cultural fabric of Korea as symbol of the north and the guardian against misfortune. Okay, yeah, the black tortoise. Then the dragon, yeah, the blue dragon, the last one. Okay, the Chonglong. the in Korean geomancy, you know, pongso, the dragon, the dragon, yeah, not the blue eye white dragon, you know, like it's the dragon, yeah, the I have to find the reference, you know. I'm now scroll to find, because I like a lot of pause. It's like I don't know where is this, you know, like you're so, it's take time, yeah, it's like it takes some time to find the article, you know, because I write a lot, I write a lot, I feel I write a lot, and I think it's cannot, it's Facebook have some problem about arranging the thing, you know, right? It's like not like a blog, you know, like a blog can categorize a thing properly, you know. Yeah, then now I cannot find the dragon I write already. It's like where is this, you know, like it's like where is this, yeah, because I draw a lot of dragon, and it's like it's lost in the way, in along the way already. Bear with me, okay, because actually I am now finding the dragon, you know, like because I didn't arrange the sorry for poor prepare, you know, because actually I want it to be casual, you know. I don't like it to be like serious, like too serious stuff for you guys. Like I want it to be like easy, chill, like tales, you know, like a friend tell the story to you, not like the academic seminar or something like that, you know, right? Yeah, so I try my best to express my feeling and thing after I study it for a while. I think it's very deep, you know, right? It's about the imagination and reality come tune in together, like the mythical creature is imagination, right? But they it's believed, but it's tied very, very closely with the people spiritually. Yeah, so that's why people believe in the folk god of mythical creature. Okay, yeah, the dragon, the tiger, the tortoise, and the phoenix. Okay. So, I skeptical where I keep it, you know, like it's very, very messy, you know, like because actually I have to find like one by one, and the dragon is gone already, you know, like I don't know why, you know, like yeah, I should turn on the more recent, you know, because actually I just write it for like maybe 2 or 3 days ago. Maybe it's around here, like in the very first of the post. Okay, so I try to find it. You know, like sorry for late. You know, like for slow. You know, like I move very slow. You know, like I'm taught twice. You know, like a slot. You know, right? I see already. Okay. In Korean mythology, the dragon known as the Korean dragon or Imuki, and they differ from the Western and Chinese counterpart in several ways. Korean dragon are serpentine creatures that are associated with water and cave, maybe like Phayanak in Thailand. And seen as benevolent being, you know, like Jai Di, but very, very, very kind creature. This dragon are believed to be kind spirit, you know, right? That bring the good luck when encountered. They possess the ability to control water and weather, which tie them to agriculture and well-being of the people. According to the law, Korean dragon and initially serpent like being like known as the Imuki, and Imuki become a full-fledged Korean dragon known as Yong or Yong after capturing the Yeoju. I cannot spell, you know, it's very hard for me. Okay, but actually also refer as the Dragon Ball. You know, like it's the same as the Dragon Ball we know. It's the same. It is the same one. Yeah. This mythical orb are said to fall to the earth every 1,000 years and grant immense power to the one who claim it. Look really like Dragon Ball Z, you know, right? Dragon Ball Z, you know. Korean dragon are also capable of shape-shifting, become invisible, and performing other magical feats. The Korean dragon young is sometimes seen as representing the kingship and has played a role in royal iconography. Their imagery may include the five Cho dragon, which can also denote the exceptional nature of king. The appearance of the Korean dragon typically include a combination of several animals such as the camel head, a deer, antler, snake, neck, clam, belly, a calf scale, tiger paw, and eagle talon. Is what the animal, you know, is combining together, like we don't know what it is anymore, like a combining of several creature, okay. But imuki is and dragon is woven into the fabric of the Korean culture and are often portrayed in art, carrying the deep symbolism and association with the good fortune, power, and vitality. They are still prevalent in modern Korean culture, seen in various forms, from art and brand logo, and being featured in television drama and modern storytelling. Okay, so today we learn about the Korean mythology. Okay, Korean for mythology. Yeah, for mythology animal, this is the Holy Spirit in Pongso or Feng Shui in Korea. Okay, so we learn a lot today. Okay, so let's delve into the another episode later. I think I'm not sure I can translate into the Thai language. Okay, because actually I don't know it's a lot, you know. You have to bear with me, like you have to stay in English because actually it's my addict word, you know. I cannot stop speaking. Actually, sorry, man. Yeah. Okay. So the next thing is like maybe continue with Pongso again, but more deep, you know, like yeah. But the reference, I have to thank you the wonderful book from Professor Song Kyun Kim, Winding River Village, Poetic of a Korean Landscape. He write the book, okay, and the book is very cool, you know. I will attach the link in below of the description, okay, so you guys can find a book and read it. But I trust not everyone can understand, because the language is very beautiful, you know, like very poetic a lot, and I have to take time to understand. And I just finished only one from the third part, you know, like only 90 page. Yeah, so I hope this episode will be enjoyable for you guys, okay. And I really hope that it will be a resourceful of the unique Korean culture, and I don't know, I think Korean can blend with nature well, you know, right, in terms of landscape. Yeah, they know the feng shui, they know the peng shou, so it's very blending with the nature well. So today, I will come back later, but with Thai episode, okay, but just end this episode now, because we finish is already. Okay, see you, man. Peace. Oh my god, I can't find it. I cannot find the I mean, what the? I cannot find the ending. Ending life, you know, like, yeah, the what the where the button, man, I cannot find the button. Sorry, man, I cannot find the button to end the episode, man. Why? I have to. Yeah, I think I need to read. Oh no, where, man? Where it is? Don't tell me that I will load this episode, you know, like, because actually I speak a lot. Oh no, not this. Actually, where, you know, like, the end of the life, you know, like, I cannot find it really, so truly, you know, like, yeah, it's like, okay, it's come out. Oh my god, I thought I lost it, so, you know, like, I feel like I'm about to cry right now, like, oh my god, it saved me. Okay, peace, see you next episode, man.